Hello. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Right here. Where you at? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
I was just trying to figure out how to call you guys because I didn't want my food to get cold and I didn't know if I should start on it yet or not.
I hear you. This deputy right here has got your paperwork.
Okay.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I know it's not really the best thing in the world if we're coming to see you.
Well, actually, the divorce stuff I'd already found out about and I've already been served. I don't know why they're still sending you out here for that.
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
The restraining order thing is complete bull, but did they give you any basis on that?
I'll go over with it. Do you mind coming out here so I can
sit? I'd rather stay right here if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I was just going to try to set it down on the car so I can kind of flip through it.
But I feel a little safer right
here. Hey, no worries, man. I was trying to make it easier so I can show you what was up. I got to flip through some things, so.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that with the, I emailed back the court today about all the, this lady that tried to serve me before never left a car to notice anything. I saw her later on my little video cam on the, but she had no contact information whatsoever, so that she left here. So I emailed the court earlier today, and both attorneys and my attorney, and my attorney had actually talked to their attorney this morning, so I don't know why they still weren't thinking I'd been served.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, this is your copy of the divorce paperwork.
All right, I've already got that, but
yeah,
thank you.
No worries.
They sent me a copy also that was just via regular mail, and so I'd already gotten that too.
Okay.
The only thing is, like, when they send certified mail here, they won't come up to the house because of the no trespassing signs. So I always tell people, send it regular mail, it'll get right through to me. But if you send it certified, it's not gonna come. This part, I know that I understand what you're doing, but I don't understand why.
What's that?
The protection order.
Yeah, man, I have no idea of what, why, or any of that stuff.
That's baloney, man. I've never threatened a hair on her head, and she is a certified handgun instructor with training in all kinds of assault weapons. Got $10,000 arsenal at her house, 5,000 rounds of ammo, been trained by the Metro Police Department and Mount Juliet. Has a lifetime membership at Front Sight Firearms Institute. Carries mace and a Glock with her everywhere. So I don't know what the hell this is just legal games here, but.
Yeah, and sometimes that's what it is.
But it's insulting.
So here is your copy of everything.
Okay.
So I got to go over a couple things with you.
Okay.
If you want to flip through it.
Okay. You got a copy too? Okay.
Yep, I got the same things here. So there's two different things that are on here, but they're all generally the same thing.
Okay.
So that one you've got there. It's a petition for the order protection and order for the hearing, all right?
Okay, so order protection's not been issued, it's just being petitioned?
It is now.
Oh.
This is the service of the order protection.
So when did the petition happen, and why didn't I get a chance to show up to say that was bullshit?
We'll go to it. There is a court date. So basically what this is called a temporary order of protection, or ex parte. One party, she's got to say her side, you haven't.
Okay.
Okay? So you are listed as the respondent in these paperwork, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you flip through, this is just what she's all alleged.
Now this says harassment by text messages, emails, voicemail.
This is all her allegations.
Right, but what's that last word? I can't understand what that is.
I wish I could tell you. I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you. So this is just basically showing you what all she put on there. You have a right to see all that. The most important part is page 6 on this, where it shows that there's a court date, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, and actually on the page before that, it shows a little bit of legal mumbo-jumbo.
My lawyer had said she's aware of this. I just don't know why. She tried to do this the first time around when she served me, and they told her since we'd never had a domestic dispute call in our life, I've never been arrested in my life, they didn't have grounds for it. And I don't know how all of a sudden they got grounds for it when we still haven't had any of that.
So
we've had one domestic verbal call, which they concluded was domestic verbal, and they told me you're allowed to yell at each other, and we didn't break any laws. So, and that was when she had just told me about the divorce. So
right. There's
been no charges ever against me, ever. I haven't even gotten a ticket in 25 years in Tennessee.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I haven't even done that good.
So I just don't understand. I just don't understand how she, with one lawyer, didn't get away with it, and with another lawyer, she did get away with it. And
somebody knows how to work it better.
Yeah, and I understand that this lawyer's got a lot of clout, but
real quick, on the bottom of this page, just shows that the court found good cause and will issue a temporary order of protection. On the page after that, it's going to show you when the court date is. So the court date for this hearing is on June 27th at 9 a.m.
Okay.
That is when you need to be at court.
And is that the regular chancellery court?
This is in chancellery court, yes, sir.
Okay.
So, like I said, 9 a.m., the courthouse downtown Franklin.
It doesn't tell me which judge, so how do I figure out which courtroom or what have you?
This is Judge Binkley.
Judge Binkley?
Yep, Michael Binkley.
Okay.
He's the one who signed it and everything else. So
well, I'm
you'll
glad
be in
it's
his
not
chambers.
The judge I made mad last time.
Hey, that's a good thing to do. So, on here, I'm just marking that I served it to you, okay?
This yeah, is
just
if you need me to sign here. Something, I don't mind signing something. I just,
not on this one.
I just like the side of the fence better.
So, do you have any firearms?
I do own some, yes.
Okay. So.
And my lawyer said that's not a problem as long as I stay away from her.
Well, to a degree. I got to read you this part on the bottom here, okay? Uh-huh. I'm not taking them today.
Right.
All right.
That's what I consider a problem.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So.
She's the architect that worked down at the CJC, and she said that they just throw them in tubs down there, and they got, you know, firearms.
We ain't taking them. So here's the thing, though, because this is a temporary protection order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if the court grants the petitioner's request for a protective order, you will not be able to have a firearm while this or any later protective order is in effect. You'll have to transfer all firearms in your possession within 48 hours to any person who is legally allowed to have them, pursuant to U.S. Code and TCAs.
So transfer,
3636.
I mean, transfer
not officially,
in this case,
it's basically
handed custom. To them. So like a buddy of mine or something, yep. Instead of it getting thrown in a barrel in
correct.
The sheriff's department.
Yep, this okay. way it's
I don't have a problem with that. You know, I just don't want,
we're not
I treat everything
we're
like a baby,
brother.
Man. I mean, it's just, I don't want,
yeah,
I don't want thrown in a barrel, that. Man.
The other thing
and,
is...
And so, I'll find out that before I need to do it, right? Because that'll be, because I'll 48 hours from when the hearing thing is to actually get them to somebody, right?
Well, hold on. This is if the court grants petitioner's request for protective order, okay? Uh-huh. So this is all part of that order for the hearing. This is the protective order.
Okay.
So this has been issued. So at this point, you officially are on notice that you have 48 hours from today, which has been timestamped at 6:28.
Uh-huh.
Okay, to transfer custody of this firearm.
Oh, so I need to transfer custody even before the hearing
because
and before they've heard my side of the story?
This is, even though it's only temp, it's an ex parte in one side, this is the lawful order that you have to transfer.
She
okay?
didn't tell me that. Yeah, that sucks.
Okay. Better off to just give them to a friend until this is adjudicated.
Right, but
okay?
I mean, it just seems overbearing when they haven't, when nothing's happened between us, nothing's ever been done with the police, and, you know, they haven't even heard my side of the story, so that's just...
I'm not saying I don't agree with you, but
right.
this is what the...
Okay,
the,
so,
the
anyways,
says,
within
okay?
48 hours, I need to get them somewhere else.
Yep, get them somewhere else. This is
are
all
they
going
to come through and search my whole house and this and that? Okay.
I'll tell you that much right now, but... Your best bet, because if you're...
I will take them to a friend, just because, I mean, I was going to take them to a friend anyway, just even in case. My biggest concern was you guys were going to try to take them away today or something,
no,
and
no,
I just,
no,
I just, I don't want to...
We don't play those games. It's Tennessee, man.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, and I just don't... Well, still, Michigan, they wouldn't even be able to serve a search warrant without a police officer getting called at the incident of a physical assault. My mom had one against her ex-husband. She couldn't just make these allegations and get a protection order. She had to have the assault take place, call the police, and they went and arrested him, and then she went to court and got a protection order. Here, it seems like it's quite a lot easier to get the protection order.
Yeah,
but,
it can be. It
kind of stop things from happening. You know?
Yeah,
there's
I mean,
been
you
too many cases
have to be were... physically assaulted in order to
right.
get some kind of protection from yourself.
Right. I mean, that's fine, but if it's based on something that's real, but I mean, if there's never even been a complaint to the police department or anything, that's kind
but
of...
If you think about it, too, if somebody comes and says, hey, this is what's going on, we've never had a problem before, but it's gotten bad, I need help, and then we don't do anything, then...
That's not
and it's
case.
Happened. It
right.
has, I'm not saying it is here, but it's happened
yeah.
in Williamson
County. I had
before.
Just found out that she had filed bankruptcy and then filed for the divorce again, and I had contacted her just to find out what's going on because I wanted to, because I've got roommates and I want to give them some kind of notice if things are going to explode here, and she wouldn't respond. And then I texted her back and said, either you need to respond or I'm going to have to stop by your house or stop by work and just find out an answer from you. I didn't physically threaten her or anything. And then I found out that online on Pacer, I could download all the bankruptcy documents and look at them myself. So I didn't even have a reason to contact her again. And then here we go.
She doesn't live here, though, correct?
She doesn't live here.
Okay,
she
perfect.
Lives about 10 miles away because she wanted Beautiful. To live close so she could come visit. In a year and a half, she hasn't come visit.
Well, that eliminates a whole other issue that we would have had to address. So, all right, I'm going to read these to you. I got to read these verbatim, okay? So the court having reviewed the petition for temporary order of protection and finding pursuant TCA 363605 that petitioner is under an immediate and present danger of abuse from the respondent and good cause appearing, the court issues the following. So orders to the respondent that be you, sir. Do not abuse, threaten to abuse, hurt or try to hurt or frighten petitioner and or petitioner's minor children under 18. Do not put the petitioner and or petitioner's minor children under 18 in fear of being hurt or in fear of not being able to leave or get away. Do not stalk or threaten to stalk the petitioner and or petitioner's minor children. And if you guys shared a resident, you would have been ordered to immediately and temporarily vacate the resident shared.
That's why she tried to do it in the first place, so I could get kicked out of here before she served me divorce papers. But now she's already gone.
Well, she doesn't live here, so that's not right. Even a problem.
So my question is she allowed to come here now? Or is she not allowed?
Well, she is not.
That's what would be violating the restraining order.
Well, here's the thing. You are under an order. She is not.
See, that's
so. So here, and I'm not disagreeing. So,
and I've got video of her threatening.
This is your private property. It's no longer her residence, but y'all are still married.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of run in this gray area of it's still co-marital property. If she shows up here, don't engage contact with her, because what happens is sometimes people will bait. And if you answer, you're on the hook.
She came here with four police officers before to collect four fish and said she was going to kick down the door. The police officers told her they could not be involved with that, but they'd stand back and make sure she's okay. It's a $1,000 door. They warned her about the capital law where I could shoot her if she does that. She was debating all of this logically in her head for four damn fish, and it's like, this is just crazy. And I had already offered to give her the four damn fish myself because I didn't want to take care of them. You know, it's just she's trying to intimidate me by, you know, police and all these people behind her and everything, and it's like,
well, this is what court's for, you know, we're just sorting her papers.
Right, I understand. I mean, I just don't get,
hey, I'm right there with you,
fairness of it, you know, I mean, because, again,
this isn't my cup of tea, her night shift.
Her guns, man, are make my guns look like nothing. I mean, she's got a FNFAL, an AR-15 with a $4,000 VCOG on it. I mean, 4,000 to 5,000 rounds of ammo. So one question in regards to this.
I gotta finish reading the tea.
Okay, do I need to get ammo off the premises too, or just all firearms?
Wouldn't be a bad thing. There's nothing that specifically.
I just hate
the
inconvenience people, just like in case there's a fire in their house or something like that. Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's all. That's where we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to give you legal advice and recommend you contact an attorney.
I was just trying to figure out what you're understanding. I don't mind putting firearms at an older friend's house. I just don't want to put anything that might be a hazard to him and his wife
that, you know,
we got problems with Alzheimer's and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to make a fire hazard or anything for them.
I got you. So, got to go to court on the 27th, 9 a.m., just like that other document shows you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You must obey these orders until the date of the hearing or until changes are made by the court. If you do not agree with these orders, go to the court hearing and tell the court why. If you do not go, the court can make orders against you.
It's a default thing, just like a regular default judgment.
They can make actions and judgments against you if you're not there to plead your case.
Okay.
So you have the right to bring your own lawyer, and if you do not obey all orders on this form, you may be fined and sent to jail. Only the court can change this order. Neither you nor the petitioner can agree to change this order. Even if the petitioner tries to contact you or agrees to have contact with you, you must obey this order. If you do not, you can be sent to jail for up to 10 days and fined up to $50 per violation.
Okay, I got one question.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't show up, but I haven't harassed or even talked to her, why would I be sent to jail if I just had a default judgment?
Because you're now under a court order to show up on a court date.
Okay, but isn't it the same anytime you get served by a creditor or something like that? Isn't that the same thing where you're under...
It's a little bit different.
Because if you don't, then they just get a default judgment for whatever the amount of money is, but they don't come lock your ass in jail.
That's a little bit different. Okay. This is coming from...
So this is a criminal end?
This is chancery court. This is not criminal court.
Well, chancery court is also civil. So,
right.
So I'm just confused why they would lock my ass up if I just didn't
show. It says if
you
don't obey the order. If you don't obey all orders, you may be fined and sent to jail. If you don't go to court, it says they can make orders against you.
Okay. So I wouldn't automatically go to jail if
not
I miss...
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's up to the judge. I can't make decisions.
I wouldn't be there anyway because I'm going to say, hey, this is bullshit, but I'm just curious. I was just trying to understand.
I'm about wrapped up with it, all right?
I'm sorry, man.
You're good. I know you got all questions.
I'm just trying to understand.
A copy of this order will be sent to all law enforcement agencies where the petitioner resides in any court in which the respondent and petitioner are parties. To an action, any law enforcement officer who reasonably believes you have disobeyed this order may arrest you. If you hurt or try to hurt anyone while this order of probation or diversion is in effect, you may face separate charges for aggravated assault. It's a Class C felony. So I'll tell you straight up, if you violate any version, any bit of this order, mm-hmm. you're going to go to jail. There's one of few laws in the state that we kind of really don't have discretion on. And what, even though it's just a contempt of court charge, uh-huh. it's just one of those things. So just listen to it.
Yeah, I don't got any problem with that. I don't really want to see her. The only reason I had to talk to her before is I didn't have an attorney. And now that I have an attorney, everything can go through the attorney. I don't care. But my question is, because I was looking up this online and it was talking about womensomething.org or something. My question is there the same exact protections in force for a man? Like if I wanted to take out an order of protection against her based on
the same thing,
it would be the same exact.
Okay. Same exact thing. Like if you actually look right here, these are defaulted. Those are automatically there if you're issued an order of protection. It's not, you know, case by case, those are automatically put in place.
Okay.
So
I got 48 hours from right now then to get the guns off the property? Okay.
And we're not...
That's your
right. Stuff,
right.
So. And I don't need to get you aside anything, so you're good.
Okay.
You got any questions?
I think I've asked you along the way.
Not a problem.
But I appreciate it. I don't mean to be inhospitable. I just didn't want anybody taking my guns today, man. Every one of them are babied, and it's like mint condition. And I just...
We're not taking them. You're good, man.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We're going to head out. Have a good rest of your night.
You too. So the petition thing and the order thing, are those... I only got one stapled packet. Are they both together inside here?
They should both be together in there.
Okay.
They're just separated because they're different documents here. So, and I have to send them to different places.
Okay, but this one thing should have both of those
Should have
there.
Everything in there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You have a good night, guys.